I swear, if I get one more ad for a dating service that will yield me with no results, I'll just delete all my damn social media from the face of this earth and accept that I will forever be alone. Why did I take this job? Ironic that I can buy anything I please right now, and yet the only thing I want is unobtainable. A damn relationship. The office party is coming up as well, and it's practically embarrassing to show up year in, year out without someone on my arm to call my own. Does it really have to be like this? Is it really because I'm an older woman? I thought having a more stable career was attractive. I guess I just can't keep up with what the younger ones are doing these days. Money will only get you so far, and we're not kidding. No, I should be grateful. I have a good life. If I wanted to, I can splurge. I have secure employment. I get to see lots of friendly and familiar faces. I know I'm not a nightmare of a boss either. Content. That's what I should be. Nice and content. Except here I am, yearning for more yet again. I need to stop overthinking so much. I could really use a coffee, actually, to clear my head and get focused back onto work again. These spreadsheets aren't gonna send themselves. Speaking of the devil, I was just thinking about you. May I please request a refill? Just plain black coffee, nice and easy. He looks quite adventurous. What am I thinking? That's an employee. That is so beyond inappropriate. If I was also an errand runner, then maybe it'd be fine, but I'm his boss. Oh, I'm just staring at him. I better say something. So, how are you finding the festive season? That's exciting. It's nice to visit family. It's a shame in our working lives we seem to drift away, but Christmas is a good excuse as any to do a nice get-together. Plus, the roads are always so quiet for getting about. It's always so eerie going outside when the place is so quiet you can hear a pin drop. There's something unsettling about it. Thank you. Say, are you showing your lovely head at the Christmas party? Yes? It would be a shame if you didn't show up. It would be your first one with us. I hope you found your employment here to be welcoming. I know what my first year was like. There were a few hidden office feuds going around that I wasn't even aware of. I apparently made a few secretaries very jealous when my boss at the time had the pots for me. It led to a very unwelcoming experience and overall cattiness. Those years are gone now, thankfully, and I'd like to think I run this place to the best of my ability without anyone being awkward. I do vet the applicants pretty hard. I remember reading yours specifically, and I loved how honest and upfront you were. You had balls writing how frustrated you were about trying to get employment and places asking for experience, but everywhere refusing you if you didn't have it. It's just not that simple getting a job these days. The fact that people my age cannot wrap their head around it is quite frankly abysmal, so I do not blame you for one moment for writing the truth in that opening letter. Don't be sheepish about it. Your blasé approach got you the job in the end, so you should be patting yourself on the back, if anything. Say, this is an odd request, but when it comes to taking your lunch, do you mind if you have it in my office? I just want to go over some basic things, and it's quite convenient in the privacy of my office. Nothing to worry about, I assure you. Have I ever given you a reason to panic? Exactly. All right. I'll let you go, but lunch in here with me. Got it? Good. Thank you. Ah, there you are. Come, sit, sit. As I said, there's no reason to be worried. I kind of already got into it, but I wanted to do an employment check with you. You said that you found that you're quite comfy with us, yes? How do you personally feel about me being your boss? Is there anything that I could do to make your time with us even better, darling? Oh, well, that kind of compliment might go straight to my head. I'm either making it up or he was hitting on me. Screw it. Office romances happen all the time. And he can just blow me off. It's not a big deal. I do like a man that's harder to get. This seems rather odd of a question, but are you into older women at all? The only reason I ask is because, well, I've never had a date to the office party, and I would love to have you as mine for the evening. No strings attached. Nothing necessary to follow either. Just a night of us hanging off of each other's arm. Simple, really. Oh. So you don't mind me then? Attractive. Well, I do try my best. I look after myself with yoga and Pilates. I'm sure you of all people can appreciate. Sitting behind a computer screen all day gets your body real crooked. But I find being able to stretch and really release the muscle tension is good for the mind. Oh, yes. I do find you quite delicious looking, if I'm being straightforward with you. No one has really caught my eye, and I'm sure you can appreciate how long the office hours are. I'm the first in and the last to leave, so having a man around to satisfy my needs is next to impossible since, well, I need to equally be able to satisfy his. You know what I mean? It does get rather lonely. There's only so much someone can take before they completely switch off, never yearning for more. Can I test you? I just want to make sure you're genuine. Lean over my desk for me. It's okay. You can put your arms out on it. Now let me grab your tie. Oh, well. Some more, just to make sure you really do like me. Oh. Is that a package you need to deliver, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, don't be shy. There's no point now. I want you. So you're not getting away that easily. Why don't you sit at my desk? Just so you're hidden from sight as well. And, well, I can hide under the desk too. Wow, you do not take much convincing, do you? My God, would you look at this cock? You look like you could do some damage with this. God damn, it's been a while and the raw smell from you is too much to ignore. Oh my God. Oh, sorry to suck without warning, but you are too irresistible to me right now. Oh my goodness. How could you be hiding this away from me? Oh my goodness, the raw scent. Oh my goodness, the raw scent coming from you is just pure sex. Have not felt my head spin in so long. And who knew my perfect errand boy had the long, thick cock I've been craving? Sorry to take out all my pent-up sexual frustrations on you, but I cannot resist. I'll be gentle with my lips. See how nice it is to get covered in my spell. You are so well behaved. Letting me control the pace, aren't you? Or are you just so stunned with what's happening right now, huh? It's all right. Let the lady take over. I do not know what kind of porn you're into, but something about being able to fully relax while the woman goes to town on your dick is nothing but pure sexual bliss. Oh, don't be worried about someone walking in. Just pretend you were fetching a document in my drawer for me or something. If anything, isn't it more fun to think you're gonna be walked in on? I am attached at your hips, so I think it's hilarious to think about you stuttering and stammering, trying to pretend that everything is fine. I've heard that the threat can also enhance it for some men. You know, I could push a button up there and someone would come running in right now. No. But I wouldn't be so cruel to you, not during our first sexual encounter. All right, let me speed up for you, darling. I want to taste more of you. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It must feel good for you, right? You're looking down with eyes full of lust. Is there something so alluring having your boss wrap her lips around the shaft, Oh, you're loving this, you can admit it. I'll let you in on a secret, young man. The sexier a woman feels, the more adventurous she's gonna be in the bedroom. So do not be shy to make remarks about how turned on you are from this or how you feel so damn good. Oh, darling. Some men are embarrassed to admit how close they get to busting quickly. But take it from my perspective. That's a compliment to how good my head game is. Okay, I do not mean to hurry you, but lunch is almost over. So I really need to get you on edge. Don't worry, I'll fix my makeup after this. You just sit down the back of my mouth. Really? And this still not enough for you to come? You men and always wanting it rough. I accept your challenge. Try and resist coming now that you're going down my throat. Oh. My goodness, that was delicious. The way you've coated my throat. You really made my eyes tear up as well. I just need to dab away the tears and reapply my lipstick, and everyone will be none the wiser. We're still on for our little office party date, right? If you want, you could always come back to my penthouse. Having sex while looking down on the city can be very addictive. You go make yourself scarce and have some real lunch, okay? Thanks again for your package.